You are listening to the Real Estate Blind Bid Provocateurs, a podcast taking a bold stand against the opaque and frustrating process of blind bidding, a system that has long plagued the real estate market with uncertainty, mistrust, and manipulation. This podcast is a production of True Home Value, the pioneers of transparent open bidding in residential real estate. Okay, welcome back. We're on episode 6, and this time we're talking about listing agents and navigating the new norms in a transparent open bid world of residential real estate. This is the Real Estate Blind Bid Provocateurs. I'm James Clark, and I'm back here with my co-hosts, Carrie App and Kyan Brownell. Welcome back.
Thank you. Good to see you.
Cool. All right. So now we talked about the buyer's agent and the impact they have. Let's talk about the listing agent. What is it about listing a house and then being able to manage, let's say, all the bids? What's different for this listing agent, and why should they be really excited about entering a new era of a transparent open bid system?
One thing, when you have a listing that has a lot of bids, say 20 bids on it, it's a really hot property in a weekend, it would not be uncommon to receive over 100 phone calls on that listing from other agents. From the minute that thing goes active, your phone just starts blowing up and everyone's trying to pepper you for the inside scoop on what does your seller want, etc. So just the pure time suck of the phone calls alone will be alleviated by having the open bid platform. Again, and the other thing that will happen is that having the open bid platform allows listing agents to convey to the marketplace what is important to the seller. They can literally say, this occupancy date is a non-negotiable. We have to have this occupancy date. We can say that right out. Now, could they do that right now? Sure, maybe. They could potentially do it in the private remarks in the MLS, but they don't. But the open bid platform will literally ask them to rank the most important features of the offer that they're looking for.
So it's a time management issue for one. And so the platform, the True Home Value platform, is also a bid management system for the listing agents. So they get everything everywhere all the time.
Binding, just like in the normal process, they still have to upload a copy of the contract or have their buyers sign off on the contract within the system. I think one of the things it does as well is it allows the seller, and let's just talk about them, part of the listing agent's job is to manage the seller and to manage their expectations. So if a listing agent is using True Home Value, they can give the seller access. So a seller can check in every 10 minutes if they want, or they can check in once a day, depending on their personality and how they want to be managed. They can check in and see what's happening on their house and their offers right from the start. The other thing it does is it manages expectations for the seller in terms of, okay, there's a lot of people interested in my house. This is going up and up. I see where this is going. Because a lot of times maybe they'll get an offer right off the bat that's above their asking price, and they might be intimidated by the buyer's agent or the opinion that maybe they should take that offer right now instead of letting the process play out. So I think that's another huge advantage to the listing agent. Having this transparent open platform will allow them to let the seller see for themselves. It's in your best interest to let the market bear the price it's going to bear. Let this process actually play out and see where you end up. You're probably going to be in a lot better position than you are to take the first offer you get, even though it's over your asking price on the first day.
So traditionally, top selling agents will claim that they're able to garner a higher price if they work with them. And the position really is because they're essentially working in the blind bid, pig in the poke game, which maybe means that they know how to work the system best. What would you say to those individuals with that mindset of, I'm already generating a higher profit if they work for me? What's different? What are they dealing with now? And why is this also an advantage to those individuals?
First of all, my gut reaction, I don't know what you think about this, Carrie, but whenever I hear agents, I hear radio advertising like that all the time, I'm like, it's a lie. Prove that. where are your statistics that actually prove that? You're just telling people that. And it all really irritates me that the FCC allows them to falsely advertise like that, because I'm pretty sure that's not true. I'd like to see the statistics on it. I definitely believe that using a listing agent can help you get a higher price, but I believe that the transparent open bid platform will ultimately drive the highest price, because we've proven it ourselves when we've tested it that buyers will pay more when they have information. And as a listing agent, I might have some great manipulative process that I've used in the past, but I bet day in and day out, you put that manipulative process up against the transparent offer platform, the transparent offer platform will win every time.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with that. It just takes us back to, we can reference our last episode where we were talking about that unique situation where you had the buyer who became suddenly ill and was not able to go out and see a home that was priced well over $3 million. And then you had called the listing agent to let them know that you weren't going to make it or something. Anyway, or maybe it was when you were going to go see it. I don't know. You had some banter, and that listing agent, maybe one of those individuals that advertises on the radio, all jokes aside, was using his skill that he gets more money for the house by telling you, hey, we already have an offer in hand, pretty sure another one's coming in, but then lo and behold, a week later, it's $200,000 less and not under contract.
Exactly.
Yeah, so ultimately, in that environment, if someone experiences an open bid system as a buyer or even as a seller, they're going to start looking at this blind bid system as just an antiquated process. Like, why would you ever want to go through that again without the information available to you? I would say those listing agents, the ones who really live off the pig in the poke game, they're going to be a dying breed. The world is going to move right by them.
I think what's going to happen is that once they've used the transparent open bid system a couple of times, they're going to love it and want to use it more and more, because their sellers are going to have, more than likely, the sellers are going to have a contract that sticks. Buyers aren't going to have buyer's remorse, so the sellers aren't going to get their property tainted. Their personal time of just having to talk to 100 different agents over the weekend is going to be saved. There's so many advantages to it. And really, when you think about it, what are the disadvantages to it? I'm not able to manipulate it. I'm not able to deceive people. Okay.
Yeah, we'll actually be able to put them in a position having something called integrity.
I'm not going to be able to use my old tricks anymore. Essentially, that would be the reason why I don't want to do it, because I'm so good at the manipulative game.
My personal opinion is just one thing, is that the majority of agents are good people. I don't want to cast this shadow that agents are deceitful, lying people. They're not. The majority of agents are really good people. They're just trying to get ahead for their client. They're trying to do the best that they can for their client. They're really good people stuck in a bad system, in a bad process. The problem is not the agent. It's the process that's been developed and people have taken on and continued to use over and over. That's what needs to be fixed. The agents are not all lying and deceitful. And the reality is, every time, there's a karma thing too, right? Because most listing agents are also buyer's agents. So that karma is going to come back and get them on the other side.
Now, I would agree with you, Cayenne. Same sentiments across the board of how this antiquated real estate process has forced everybody at the table to get strategic and play a game. There's just no other way of describing that. And everyone is finding themselves in a peculiar set of circumstances, and we just need to not do it this way anymore. When you go out and you ask people about their most recent sale of a home, you know, if they've listed and how that went and how they felt about the process and the agent, or even on the buy side, there's lots of frustrations to be expressed, but if you ask, why did you do it that way? They're dumbfounded because they don't know that there's another way of doing it. It's just the way it's always been done. I always like to say, where's the typewriter repairman? We don't use typewriters to communicate anymore either. Let's get on with it.
Let's move on. That's what we'll be doing with True Home Value. So we're going to be moving this entire industry from an antiquated blind bid system to a very open, transparent bid system. So we're really excited to continue this journey. Thanks for listening. We're going to wrap up episode 6 here. Episode 7, we're going to be talking about lending. Carrie, get all prepped up for that. We're going to be talking about the impact of a transparent open bid system on lenders. So thanks for coming. Thanks for listening. And we will catch you next time. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Real Estate Blind Bid Provocateurs. If you are ready to bring trust, transparency, and integrity to residential real estate, then don't be shy about it. Tell your friends, colleagues, and family. Perhaps you know someone who's thinking about buying or selling a home. Do them a favor and hit that share button and text a link to this episode. They'll be sure to thank you. If you prefer to watch your podcast as videos, guess what? We're on YouTube. Find us by searching for True Home Value. Thank you so much for listening. And that is about as much as we can incite in a day. Goodbye.